2 hours into noon, woodlands were sighted. However, this was no copse, but vast expanses of mighty trees. Russa picked up the pace, smiling fondly.
Yonder lies Moss Flower and the Abbey of Redwall within a few days. What do you think of that, young Tam?
Before Tammo could answer, Perigord interrupted sharply.
Only a few days to the Abbey, you say? By the left, we'd best put on a stride and catch up with those vermin.
Doubling the pace to a swift lope, they headed toward the shady green vastness of the sprawling woodlands. The first thing Tammo noticed on entering Mossflower was the silence. It was complete and absolute. The sudden call of a cuckoo nearby made him start momentarily. Overawed by the ancient wide-girt splendour of oak, beech, elm, sycamore and other towering giants, the young hare found himself whispering to Russa.
Why is it so very quiet in here?
The squirrel shrugged.
Dunno, I've never given it a thought. Perhaps because out in the open you can hear wind and distant sounds travel on the breeze. But in here, well, 'tis sort of closed in-like.
Stirring the moist carpet of dead vegetation with his sabre tip, the major commented.
Captain Twayblade, let them rest their paws a while here and scrape up a quick snack. No cooking fire. Russa, you come with me and we'll track ahead. They've left plenty of trail in this loam.
When the pair had left, Tammo sat with his friends in dappled sunlit shadows. They munched dried apples, nuts and oatcake washed down with beakers of water.
I've never been to Redwall Abbey. What's it like?
He whispered to Pask.
Can't help you there, chum. I haven't either. Neither has Riffle, Tear and Turry or any of us younger ones. Captain Twayblade has.
The captain put aside her beaker.
Well, I'll tell you, chaps, I don't wish to appear disloyal to Salamandastron, but Redwall Abbey, by life, there's a place and a half. I was only there once with Torgoch and Rockjaw. We were carrying dispatches from Lady Cragger to the old Mother Abbess, congratulating her on a 100-season jubilee. As I recall, anyhow, we arrived at Redwall in time for the feast. Remember that, eh, Rock?